Libya has been moving toward more peaceful relations with its neighbors. Now, European Union foreign ministers have voted to end 12 years of sanctions against Libya. The foreign ministers also eased an arms embargo against the North African country for giving up plans to develop weapons of mass destruction. Last month, the United States lifted a trade embargo against Libya. Reporter Douglas Bakshin is covering this story. He's in Luxembourg, where the European foreign ministers met yesterday. Now, Mr. Bakshin, is it only Libya that gains something from the lifting of sanctions here?
Well, Europe will be gaining something on the trade or business side in the sense that Libya has oil, and there are a lot of the European oil companies that want to do business there. The Italian oil company is one of them. In addition, the diplomats tell me that Spain and France are also interested in natural gas from Libya, so there is certainly a business and a commercial interest. And energy is a big deal, a big issue in Europe, and being able to get some from across the Mediterranean, that's a very good thing for the European nations.
The United States and Europe have had very strong disagreements over how to deal with international situations, particularly Iraq. Are the two sides on the same page when it comes to Libya?
Pretty much. Basically, yes. When you talk to the European diplomats and also in their statements, they will tell you that Libya is in the process of rejoining the family of nations. They've taken these important steps, the compensation for the Lockerbie victims and for the victims of the French bombing over Niger, and obviously renouncing the weapons of mass destruction. They will tell you, the diplomats, that it's part of welcoming Libya back. They've made these major steps forward, and the Western European governments, following in the footsteps of the U.S., are saying, look, you've gone so far, and we want to help you cooperate with you and open things up for you because you're changing.
You mentioned the Lockerbie victims. Of course, that's the Pan Am 103 bombing in 1988 over Lockerbie, Scotland. What is the difference between this agreement with the Europeans and the agreement that the United States reached over the summer to end sanctions on Libya?
As I understand, the United States lifted most of its commercial sanctions. The sanctions that are suspended here are a bit broader. One of them is the set of UN sanctions, but more importantly, there's an arms embargo that has been eased. The EU had a separate arms embargo, its own arms embargo, on Libya for quite some time, and they've eased that, and that is a different matter, so that they can get these things such as night goggles and helicopters to watch this illegal immigration and help monitor it, which is a big issue for Europe, and the Italian coastline is very long. And they want Libya to cooperate in stopping this.
Libya is right across the Mediterranean from Italy, and so they're hoping to prevent Libyans or other Africans from coming from the African coastline across to Europe.
That's correct, and that is a major area of where there's a lot of traffic there.
So has Europe now restored ties fully with Libya, or are there more steps to take?
More can happen. For instance, the EU has something, they have these trade and aid pacts with certain nations in the Mediterranean, and where you can get your goods can go into Europe, say, without duty, and say you can get loans or programs, financial assistance from the EU. Now, to be a part of that pact, Libya will have to take further steps to reform human rights or to improve the human rights situation. So it's not full in that sense. It can go a lot further. Getting one of these trade and aid pacts is a significant economic and diplomatic step. But in their statements, the ministers did mention that, you know, there still has to be further improvements in the human rights situation. And that is an essential element in the development of relations. So there still is more work to be done and more relations to be expanded.
Douglas Bakshin is a reporter in Luxembourg. He's covering the announcement by the European Union to end 12 years of sanctions against Libya. Thanks very much.
Okay.